Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Awakening Your True Self series with attachment. Hello and welcome to episode 318 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for welcoming me into your home over the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. I wanted to thank you all so much for your outpouring of response to episode 317 last week. I wasn't surprised because we have such kind and compassionate viewers that we had such a huge outpouring response to last week's episode. That said, the intention behind last week's episode was that we all suffer, and my suffering is your suffering. So I do hope that you will practice the class again and connect with the larger theme of equanimity. That said, I also appreciate all your comments and feedback, and I also hope that the compassion and loving kindness that you all showed me is reflected back to you in your own lives. So today's testimonial comes from Melanie from our membership community, and she said, "I loved your class on equanimity. Thank you for being such a shining light for all the struggling yogis in the world. We so need to have such compassionate, loving kindness, an utterly generous yoga teacher. I felt your deep pain when you were reading that more critical comment from an unhappy person, but I hope you remember how many people absolutely love and appreciate your whole teaching and your gorgeous, lovable teaching style. I've practiced yoga for 40 years and I've never stopped hoping and looking for a great yoga teacher, and that person is you. After I retired from teaching, I finally trained as a yoga qigong teacher, and now at 69, I am teaching one class in my home. So I am grateful at this stage of my life that I am given so much because of your marvelous teaching. I send you my deepest blessings for you to be able to easily continue teaching yogis your beautiful inspirational style of yoga for real people." So this is just one example of so many testimonials and emails and speak pipes. My speak pipe folder was filled up last week. I heard from so many of you last week. So thank you very much for your beautiful, loving, kind, compassionate outpouring. And as I say, I do hope that they are mirrored back to you, because your loving kindness is a mirror of what you give to me is a mirror of what exists already in you. So thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes this week. I'm wearing the bamboo bra cami. I've been wearing these a lot lately. They're quite nice because of the extra support with the elastic band here, the shelf bra. And I'm wearing the short capri pants with the goddess symbol on them, gray. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props today. You're going to need a mat. I'm using my rubber mat because it's new, it's extra sticky, which is going to be great because we're doing sun salutations today. So less stick. You're going to need blocks and a bolster today, probably a folded blanket as well. And today we're starting a new series within our larger series. This series is going to have like three mini series in it. So it's a large series with three mini series in it. And this series is on the five hindrances. So the Buddhist teachings on the five hindrances, and the first hindrance is attachment. So that's what we're starting with today. And we're going to begin by lying on our backs with our knees bent and our feet flat on the floor. So you're going to need to have space around your arms to begin. Move your props off to the side so you can do that. Let's just take a deep breath in through your nose. And let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now and settle deeply into your mat. Taking this next hour for yourself to receive something for yourself. And then we're going to begin with a breath exercise to also bring mobility to your shoulder joints. So you're going to inhale, arc your both arms all the way overhead, and then you're going to exhale and circle your arms down and around. So inhale, arc both arms all the way overhead, and exhale and circle them down and around. Keep your rib cage heavy on the ground as you do this. Breathe deep down into your belly. Okay, now if you have any low back issues, keep your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, the leg that you're not gesturing with. If not, you can lengthen your leg long, your left leg long, bend your right knee and draw your knee into your chest. So in cloud salutation, we'll do this standing. If you have any knee issues, hold on behind your hamstring, behind your knee. In cloud salutation, you take this position without your hands. Your hands are moving actually in a similar formation to what we were just doing with your arms. So we begin by warming up your body here, taking these shapes, lying on your back without the balance challenge, warming up your joints. And then you can release your right leg down, slide it out, and we'll repeat this on the other side. So slide your left leg in. If you have any low back problems, keep your right leg bent and your foot flat on the floor. Any knee issues, hold on behind your knee. And then you can release this leg down, bend your knees, roll to your side, and come up onto all fours. Okay, so from here, actually, I'm going to get you just to kneel first, if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can come to cross-legged or a different position with your legs. Take your arms out in front of you. Inhale here. Exhale, slide your elbows straight along your body, and inhale, bring them straight out. So just get the movement of your arms so that they're moving. Your elbows are coming back along the side of your body, so that you know you can make this movement with your arms. Because when we come down, I notice the arms go out to the side in all different kinds of positions. But this is the movement that we want to have happen with your arms. Okay, and then you're going to come up onto all fours and breathe out and round up through your back. And then breathe in and arch through your back. And breathe out and round up through your back. And breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out, round up through your back. And breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out, round up through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. And then from here, if you have any issues with your wrists, I should have told you, you can come onto your fists here. From here, we're going to do some tricep push-ups to prepare you for sun salutations. So you're going to inhale, elbows are going to come straight back, and then you're going to exhale and press up. Inhale, elbows straight back. Exhale, press up. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, press up. And we'll do one more. Okay, great. All right, then you're going to take your blanket and you're going to place it on your mat if you're on a hardwood floor, so you have extra padding for your knees. And you're going to step your right leg through. So you're leaning into lunge pose, opening up the fronts of your hips, sinking down through the front of your left foot and coming upright. Okay, so lean forward so you feel an opening in the front of your hip. And then you're going to inhale, arc your arms up, and exhale and bring them to your heart center. So inhale, arc your arms up, and exhale and bring them to your heart center. Inhale, arc your arms up, exhale and bring them to your heart center. Inhale, arc your arms up. Exhale, bring them to your heart center. So this is what happens with cloud salutation. So I thought we would practice here. And one more. And then we're going to shift forward and lean back and switch sides. So this is actually, as I was up there, this is why I asked you to have the blocks. So you're going to walk your right leg forward here, and you can use the blocks in lunge pose here. This is a nice way to have a little extra help with balance and to lift the ground up to you. Somebody reminded me the other day that they liked this modification that I showed, so I wanted to show it again today. Sink down through your front right foot and come upright. So you can stay there with the blocks, or you can do the arms. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart center. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to your heart center. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to your heart center. And one more like this. Okay, and lean back, and we're going to come to a seated position now to receive the teachings today, to start the teachings on the five hindrances and on attachment. So you can push your blanket off to the side. I don't think you'll be needing that again. Actually, you will with your forward fold at the end. I do want to say, too, if you're new to Sun Salutations, we have a whole beginner's class on Sun Salutations that takes you through them step by step and really builds and teaches you how to do Sun Salutations. So that could be a good class to do before this one, too, if Sun Salutations are new to you, or if you are a newer beginner student and you haven't tried that class yet, it could be a good one to do prior to doing this one. Okay, so I'm going to get you to sit in a comfortable position. I forgot to choose a mudra for today, so I'll get you to either sit with your palms face down if you're feeling anxious, or if your mind is feeling restless, then I'll get you to sit with your palms down. If you're feeling lethargic or tired and you need more energy today, I'll get you to sit with your palms turned up. So it's a very simple way to choose how to sit with your hands when you are coming to a seated position for awareness. And then I'll get you to place your shoulders over your hips, your ears over your shoulders. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Close your eyes and prepare to receive the teachings for today. And as always, if it resonates with you, great, then you can allow it to especially see how it relates to you and your life, and what makes sense you can take in, and what doesn't you can just let go. So we continue our Awakening Your True Self series this week with another mini series within this larger series. And this mini series is on the five hindrances. The five hindrances are common mental states that arise in our own practice and lives that can impede our practice, and they can become a struggle, a mental struggle, like a hamster on a wheel or the monkey mind too. They've been observed and taught as part of Buddhist studies. In teaching about the five hindrances, Sharon Salzberg quotes the Buddha. He said, "Our minds are naturally radiant and pure. Our minds are shining. It is because of visiting forces that we suffer." So this quote, "because of the visiting forces" part, brings to mind the Rumi poem, The Guest House, which so many of you already know, I'm sure. But I'm going to repeat the Rumi poem, The Guest House, because it speaks so well to these teachings. So Rumi says, "This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows, who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. They may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." The five hindrances, which are grasping, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, and doubt, and today we're going to focus on grasping, are guests in our home. They are just visitors. Sharon Salzberg says that they may visit a lot or even continuously, but they are still visitors. Naturally, as human beings, we become identified with these visitors and we take them personally. We think that we are right or wrong or good or bad, depending on who is visiting at our home on any given day. When we see ourselves as bad and horrible, these states pull us in and they distort our perception and they make us stuck. Sharon Salzberg says, "Knowing what to do when grasping or greed or desire knocks on the door can change our relationship and our experience to suffering." When we hear the knock on the door, we can know that we're not wrong. that it's not a sign of personal failure, but that to feel desire is a natural part of our yoga practice, of our meditation practice, and of being a human being. So desire can take many forms. We live in a consumer culture. We're being trained to have desire for many things, from products that make us look younger, vacations, bigger homes, retreats, more money. We're taught that we don't have enough, and we're taught to control what we do have. In the world of yoga, desire is rampant these days with visual images of contortionist yoga poses that are not safe or accessible for most of the population. And they're all over covers of magazines, television, internet, videos, you name it. They're everywhere. Desire is the part of our mind that is never content. Jack Kornfield says, desire is the part of our mind that says, if only I had something different than this, I would be happy. Sharon Salzberg says, when we notice desire at our door, we don't have to get so frightened or ashamed that we slam the door shut. She says that when we do that, we'll find that desire will find another way. And for example, it might try to come in through the chimney or the window or through the cracks in the doors. It'll find a way in. Instead, she suggests that we open the door and greet the visitor with awareness, clarity, and compassion, right at the moment of hearing the knock. She says, when you hear the knock, you can invite them in for tea. And she suggests keeping an eye on them. You don't have to give them free rein of the house. Remember that they're visiting forces. Your mind is naturally radiant, pure, and shining. Jack Kornfield reminds us of the impermanence of desire. I'm sure we can all relate to this, wanting something so badly, and then when we get it, either right away or over time, wondering why we wanted it so badly or what its hold was on us. It is said that the antidote to desire can be focused on impermanence. So knowing that things are always changing, things are always dying, nothing is forever. When you notice greed arising, you can also shift your attention to gratitude and appreciation for what you do have. And this can be as simple as focusing on the gratitude that you have in this moment for this breath. So I even noticed this the other day when I was watching a video and these two women were commenting on how ugly their hands were, and then there was this shift that they both had, and they both realized, well, actually we both have hands that work, right? You know, five fingers, and all the fingers work really well. So that was that, you know, there was this desire for their hands to be different, and then all of a sudden there's this realization that both their hands worked really well and they functioned in the way they were supposed to. So there's this shift in thinking that can happen when you express gratitude. So I thought that was a good example. So reflect on these teachings in your life, particularly that desire is a natural human tendency. It doesn't make you bad. You're not a bad person. It's really normal when it comes up. Notice where it's alive for you in your life right now. And begin to set an intention for what you would like to receive for the rest of your class. And then we'll begin to come into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So you're going to come onto all fours, spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under. I want you to keep a deep knee bend here. Just lift your heels so that we're strengthening our upper back and shoulders here, and then just slowly lift your hips. So not worrying about about straightening your legs yet, and then coming back down and lowering your knees. Take a breath here. So inhale. Exhale, hover your knees above the ground, and then you're going to just slowly lift your hips, keep the shape of your knees. And then you're going to slowly arc back down. So we're preparing you, we're strengthening your upper body for sun salutations. Take a deep breath here. Drop your shoulders down away from your ears, inhale. Exhale, hover your knees above the ground and lift your hips. Roll your shoulders away. Inhale here. This is sometimes called downward facing frog. Strengthen your upper back and your shoulders. And then you can start to lengthen out your legs. And then look forward towards your hands, and you can walk your feet in towards your hands. And slowly roll your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to practice a combination of cloud salutations with sun salutations. So the cloud salutation is going to be the visitors. They're going to be the five hindrances. Today, the clouds will be desire. And because the sun salutation is going to represent the wide open sky, the radiant sky, your natural mind. And then there are times when the clouds will come in and obstruct the natural radiance of your mind. So that's my thinking behind doing cloud salutations and sun salutations. So we'll start with cloud salutation because I think that's the lesser known of the two. So you start from Tadasana, mountain pose, at the top of your mat, and you're going to lift and spread your toes, lengthen your legs down long into the ground. When you do that, you'll feel lifting through your spine and your rib cage off your pelvis. Relax your shoulders down, draw your ears over your shoulders. Take a deep breath here. Exhale. And then you're going to inhale and take your hands overhead. Bring your palms together. Exhale, stand on your right foot, and you're going to lift your right knee and bring your palms together at your heart center. Okay, and with cloud salutation, you're supposed to smile. So the idea is you're inviting desire in for tea. You're saying, ah, desire, there you are. I know you. Come on in. Have tea. And then you're going to inhale. Take your arms overhead, and you're coordinating the timing with this so that your foot hits the ground at the same time as your hands come together. And then you're going to exhale, and you're going to lift your left knee and bring your hands to your heart center. And you're going to smile. Ah, desire. I see you. I see my desire and my need to have that new thing. And then inhale, take your arms overhead. And exhale, lift your right knee. So really great balancing sequence here. And then inhale overhead, and let's recognize desire here. So, desire, I see you telling me I need to be doing headstand every day, even though maybe that's not such a great idea if I have a neck injury. And then inhale, reach your arms overhead, coordinate it so your foot comes to the ground at the same time as your hands come together. Exhale. Smile, desire. I see that natural attraction to the other person. Even though I'm in a committed relationship, that's just a really normal human tendency. Inhale, reach up. and coordinate the hand coming together at the same time as the feet, foot comes to the ground. So now we're going to combine this with the, since we've been so compassionate and open to desire, then we have the radiance of our wide open sky in our mind. So we're going to go into sun salutations. We're going to exhale. We're going to hinge forward at our hips. And then we're going to inhale, walk your right foot back. Exhale, step your left foot back. You can lower your knees. Inhale, lower down to the ground, elbow straight back. Inhale, lift your chest for cobra. Tuck your toes under. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, walk your right foot in. Exhale, walk your left foot in. Inhale, come up. Oh, there's desire again. I wish that sun salutation was better. I wished it was different. Bring your right knee up. Inhale, lower it down. Exhale. Oh, I wish my body was a little better, a little different. There's that desire again. Inhale, reach up. And then we find the radiance, the true nature of our mind. We exhale, we hinge forward through our hips, coming into sun salutation on the other side. Inhale, walk your left foot back. Exhale, walk your right foot back. Lower your knees. Lower down. You're going to inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, walk your left foot in. Exhale, walk your right foot in. Inhale, reach up. Oh, there's desire again. Exhale, knee comes up. I wish I could go out for lunch today. Inhale, arms come up overhead. Exhale. Oh, seems like everybody's on vacation all the time except for me. And then inhale. And then we'll go back into our radiant, shining mind. And I think we're on the left side. Inhale, left foot back. Exhale, right foot back. Lower your knees, lower down. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, walk your left foot in. Exhale, walk your right foot in. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, oh, there's desire again. Lift your knee up. Inhale, foot down. Palms together. Exhale, knee up. Inhale, foot down, palms together. And we'll do sun salutation again. Exhale, hinge forward. Inhale, right foot back. Exhale, left foot back. Lower down. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, right foot in. Exhale, left foot in. Inhale, reach up. And then there's our friend desire knocking at the door. Exhale, up. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, up. Inhale, reach up. And we'll do sun salutation on the other side. Inhale, left foot back. Exhale, right foot back. Lower down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, left foot in. Exhale, right foot in. Inhale, reach up. One more time. Knee up. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, knee up. If only it wasn't as hot in here right now. And then exhale, hands to your heart center. So that is the wanting mind, always wanting it to be different than it is. I think I'm going to go and run and shut the window in my daughter's room so the thermostat doesn't run as high in here. Okay. Okay, so you're going to lie down onto your belly. And you can use your bolster for this one too, so you might want to grab your bolster. There's an option for that for this. So you're starting on your belly and just wiggle your pelvis from side to side here. And the first option for this is you can do it without props, where you walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders for Sphinx pose. And you can stay here like this. This is a great pose for your kidneys. So it tonifies your kidneys and your adrenals. So it's quite energizing. So you can feel the pureness and the radiance and the shining of your mind. It also strengthens your upper back and brings bone density to your upper back as well. You can also use your bolster here. Place it right here. It's a nice variation here as well. So do whatever works best for you and your body today. And we'll breathe and hold here. This is a nice one to open your heart to gratitude and to connect to the earth as well. And then to come out, if you've got the bolster underneath, you need to lift up slightly, push the bolster out to the side, and then walk down. And just pause here on your belly for a moment. Allow your spine to rest. And then you will come up to seated, with your legs straight out in front of you. So you can sit with your legs straight out in front of you and bend your right leg in. Two options here. You can wrap your left arm around your right leg and turn towards it. And if it's too much, if there's too much belly here in the way, then you can always do, or if you're pregnant, or if you're menstruating, it might be nicer for you to do an open twist so you have more space for your belly this way. So choose what feels best for you today in your body. And then come back to the center and lengthen your right leg out. Bend your left leg in. sit up nice and tall. And again, two options. You can do the open twist to make more space for your body, or you can do the closed twist. So see what feels best for you today. Okay, and then come on back to the center, and we're going to do a seated forward fold, Paschimottanasana. And I'm going to get that blanket again so that I can elevate my pelvis. So I'm going to sit on a folded blanket. So that my pelvis can roll easily over my leg bones. And then I'm going to fill this space here as well. I'm actually, because my hamstrings are tight and this is a pose that is very challenging for me, I'm going to place a bolster underneath my knees. So this is a nice way for me to do this pose. You can experiment with what works well for you. And this is a pose too where there can be a lot of desire, because there are a lot of images of this pose where people can rest their head. There are some people in their bodies that are easily able to rest their head on their shins and then their hands around their feet. So, you know, the photos create a lot of desire. And when you look at, if you look at a book that shows, actually, Tim, can you pass me? There's that, the yoga Bible right there. Okay, if you look at the models that they'll have, like the model here that's showing the back bend, for example. Now I'm going to go and find the model that's showing the forward fold. Yes, to make my point, it's a different model. Because generally, the people's bodies, oh, well, that's a different model again. They do different things. They're good at different things. So there's a different model again. So notice that in this book, it's not one model doing all the poses. It's several different models, and they've got different models showing different poses because different bodies have different parts that are flexible in different ways. So this is something to keep in mind when you covet different poses. Okay, so we're going to fold forward here. And then you're going to come up again. And so the benefit of this pose is a hamstring stretch. It's also a great opening for your low back, but it's very calming for the mind. So when we think about what you're receiving from the posture, if you're feeling it, you're doing it. And it's about the process. It's not about the destination. So that's the important part. I'm going to get you to come into Shavasana now. So you lie on your back. With your palms turned up, and you can place that bolster underneath your knees. That'll be especially nice after that forward fold. And let this be a time to receive your practice physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, and spiritually. And you can stay here and I will sit up and read you a poem. So I've chosen to read Rumi's poem, The Guest House, again. And as always, if this poem resonates with you, then you can allow it to really sink in and choose how the meaning resonates with you in your life. And if not, you can let it go. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So reflect on today's class and see how it relates to you in your life, what stands out to you the most. What's one small thing that you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life this week? Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees and roll to your side. Slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish with our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. Making space with breath and a sigh. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 318 of Namaste Yoga. If you're watching this on YouTube, then you can subscribe and please like the video. That helps us out a lot. And if you're watching on another channel, then you can subscribe below. And you can also share this with another family member, a coworker, or a friend if you think this would resonate with them. If you're watching on iTunes, please leave your 5-star review as well. I want to thank Viola, Ricky Ann, Ivy, Peggy, and Paige for your donations this week. We appreciate your support immensely. You can make a donation right here. You can click here if you're watching in YouTube. And if you would like to support us in a way that isn't financial, then you can support us by leaving your comments below. Today's question I have for you in the comments is, I want you to know that we all experience the five hindrances. So I want you to bring awareness to the impermanence of desire. So this week, notice a time when the visitor desire left your house this past week and let us know about it. So I'll let you know about a time this week when Tim has an iPhone 4?
Yep.
4. And he complains about it all the time because it doesn't work very well. So Trini and I are like, get a new phone. So we've been out looking at phones and stuff, and they're all shiny and new, and so the desire goes up very high for a new phone. And then so we were picking up some things at Costco this week and looking at phones, and the desire was high. On the way home from Costco, we didn't get a phone. On the way home from Costco, Tim talked it out, talked it through. And we realized, you know, gosh, so they're going to charge for that phone and what it's going to cost over the year. So then desire left the house. So that's our example of how desire left this week. When we really looked at what the cost was to actually have that shiny new thing in our life. So let us know an example of when desire left your house this week. And if you'd like an antidote to the five hindrances, so we're going to be going over the five hindrances over the next 5 weeks. And as I mentioned, each hindrance has an antidote. And I explained one, the antidote to desire this week. But it can be handy to have those with you. So if you'd like the antidotes to the five hindrances, then you can go to melissawest.com/318, scroll to the bottom. There's an opt-in box. You put your email in there. We'll send you a PDF of what the five hindrances are and what the antidotes are to them so that you can have that with you in your journal and then your yoga journal, and then you can have a little record of your practice and you can journal about it and how that's working for you in your life as well. And if you like more support and bringing gratitude, which is the antidote to desire, into your life, then I would recommend something that was really special we did a few months ago in our membership community, which was a special meetup around gratitude to support our members. So you may remember back in the summer, we did a whole series on gratitude here on Namaste Yoga. One of the things about being a member is that we go deeper with whatever content we're doing here on Namaste Yoga. So we did a whole meetup around gratitude. And in that meetup, we did a meditation that is really gorgeous. We did a gratitude reflection, and then I offered them a new gratitude technique. So there are three things in that meetup that are really beneficial to help, that works as an antidote to desire in building gratitude. So if you're interested in that, that's just one of many things that's in our membership community. You can click here below to become a member. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.